There is some good wisdom in the first reading from this Pharisee, Gamaliel, who makes the point about those that had come before in a human endeavor, not saying it explicitly, but seemingly presenting themselves as the long-awaited Messiah. And once they died, all those who followed them simply went away. His wisdom to the Sanhedrin is, if this is of man's effort, it will not last. It will destroy itself. We won't need to destroy it. But if it's of God, we might actually find ourselves fighting against God. My brothers and sisters, it should relieve some of the burden to understand that the endeavor of the church to be church, to proclaim belief in Jesus Christ, is not dependent upon your humanity. And there's something greater that is always taking place in conjunction with the gift of our humanity offered. There's always something greater going on. Because, my brothers and sisters, if this was simply a human effort, the church would have destroyed itself a long time ago. I can guarantee you that, as I have a first-hand witness of being a priest. If it was up to our humanity, the church would have been destroyed a long time ago. There is something greater here. There is something always greater that accompanies the gift that we make. We see that in the gospel text today. A humble acknowledgement of what food they had, right? 5 loaves and 2 fish. This is all we have. Andrew's like, but the math doesn't add up. What good is so little before so many? It is a reminder to us, my brothers and sisters, that God is not dependent upon your poverty, nor upon your riches. In neither of those cases, neither your poverty nor your riches, and therefore everything in between, he is not dependent. What he invites us to is faithfulness. I think that's one of the quotes Mother Teresa quotes. God is not, we get so outcome oriented in our world. There's some missionaries in the church, they would shout out an amen. We get so outcome number oriented at times that we forget that there's something greater than us that is a part of this mission, that is church. What Jesus demands of his bride, the church, is faithfulness. And the faithfulness that we give to him, he will take, he will bless, and he will multiply. This is not solely a human endeavor. It is something so much greater. And a reminder for our part, he just wants our faithfulness to him. That's why he can call those who are lowly in the world. And he can do great things with them. Your poverty, your riches, none of this is a matter to God. What he longs for from you and from me is our faithfulness. So again, my brothers and sisters, today as we approach the cross, as we approach the altar, he asks for the gift of you. Nothing more, nothing less. He asks for you and the gift of your faithfulness to him. In this, he can do great things. Amen.